Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I am your host, Devon Jarvis, and welcome to the quick tip of the week. And the quick tip for this week is going to be talking about how to get financing for your real estate investment property and multiple different things you're going to need to do initially in order to get financing. But first things first, identify the area in which you're going to buy a property, identify the property, and figure out exactly how much the property is worth. Once you figure out how much the property is worth, then you need to move on to get financing. So you need to identify the bank or the institution that you want to work with in order to get financing. Now, they're going to require some documentation from you. They're going to require things that they are going to need in order to give you that pre-approval letter. And that's what we're going to want. And one of the first things they're going to check is your credit score. They're going to make sure that you are a credit-worthy borrower. And usually anything over 740 means you're going to get the best rates that's available for the at the time that you're looking for your property. So make sure that you have a top-notch credit score so you can get the best rates available. Second thing is they're going to ask for at least 2 months worth of payment history. They're going to want to make sure that you have been employed for the last 2 months, and they're going to want to see your paychecks. And really what they're looking at here is your income versus the amount of money that you're looking to borrow. They're going to want to make sure that you can cover that bill. Then they're going to look for any kind of deductions that you have. They're going to want to see how that stacks up versus, you know, the amount of money you're trying to borrow. And the next thing they're going to look for is they're going to ask you for your W-2 tax returns over the last 2 years. So they're going to want to make sure that not only were you employed over the last 2 months, but they're going to want to make sure that you've been employed for the last 2 years. And then they'll take the average of that, because hopefully within the last 2 years, you've received a pay bump, and they're going to average those two out, and then you'll get the average of that. And then they'll know that you at least been employed for the last 2 years. Once these documents are received, they will run your credit. So one thing to keep in mind, that you will take a little bit of a hit every time you get a new credit inquiry on your credit report. However, when you're looking for financing, the credit bureaus understands that within a 30-day period, you're more than likely going to be shopping around. So if you have multiple credit hits within a 30-day period from one lender to the next, they understand that you're shopping around trying to get the best rate. So they're not going to hold those multiple credit inquiries against you. However, once you get outside of that 30 days, then now you're looking at multiple credit hits to your credit report. So important thing there is, once you start looking for financing and you start going to the different banks and going to the different lenders and they start running your credit, do all of them as close to proximity as possible and try to get it done within a 30-day period. That way your credit report does not get affected outside of that. Finally, you want to make sure that you start to develop a really good relationship with your lender. Now, hopefully you are going to be someone that is looking to really add to your investment portfolio, and you're going to be getting multiple properties in the foreseeable future. And once you explain this to your lender and you explain to them what your goals are, and you really want to be honest with them and tell them what it is you're trying to accomplish, and then they can let you know whether or not that they are able to service your loans and they can help you get to where you're trying to get to. If they're not, then this is a perfect time for you to part ways and find a different lender that can help you meet your goals. And if so, and they can actually help you get to where you're trying to get to, then you need to be able to foster that relationship, because this is going to be the first, hopefully, transaction of many. And once you start to develop a good relationship with them, then you can expect favorable financing, and also working with, you know, certain individuals that you'll be able to know over time. And when you call, they'll be able to know your name, and this can help you progress as you go ahead later on in your investment. And that's really one of the keys to being successful in investing, is building a solid team And the first part of that team really is working with lenders that you know and trust. And that's going to do it for this week's quick tip. Please go ahead and subscribe if you have not, and go ahead and listen to the previous episodes of this show if you have not been able to. And hope you enjoy your week, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.